Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale. I've got a special Fly Fishing Founders episode for you today as we hear the story behind the Mayfly Project. This is the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show.
Welcome to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show, where you discover tips, tricks, and tools from the leading names in fly fishing today. We'll help you on your fly fishing journey with classic stories covering steelhead fishing, fly tying, and much more.
Hey, how's it going out there today? Thanks for stopping by to check out the show. If you get a chance, please head over to wetflyswing.com/online. for a chance to listen to the Outdoors Online Marketing Podcast. This is the other show that I've occasionally mentioned I have going that I host. So if you have a business and want to grow your brand online, I've got some amazing expert, crazy good guests over there. So check it out if you get a chance. That's wetflyswing.com/online. Jess Westbrook is here to share some inspiration today as we talk about the background of the Mayfly Project. This is the program where Jess and his staff take foster kids fly fishing to help change the trajectory of their lives. Lots going on this year for them, including almost 15 new projects they have going, including one over in the UK. This is a real fun chat. Jess has got a great, super easygoing personality. So Roy, I hope you love this one. Before we get started, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. Angler's Coffee roasts a full range of coffees with one goal in mind, delivering excellent coffee to every single angler. And I'm one of those anglers who's been loving Angler's Coffee. Great tasting, robust, and good to go. They just released a new subscription program, and you can get 20% off this box and all products at anglerscoffee.com. Just use the coupon code WETFLYSWING at checkout to get 20% off of great coffee today. That's anglerscoffee.com. In today's world of mass-produced products, Stonefly Nets has reclaimed the tradition of handcrafted care with their custom wood landing nets. Stonefly's goal is to create a unique custom classic wood net that are second to none in quality and can be customized for that little extra touch. Please head over to wetflyswing.com/stonefly to get your custom net today. That's wetflyswing.com/stonefly to get started right now. So without further ado, here is Jess Westbrook from the MayflyProject.com.
How's it going, Jess?
It's going great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on here. I was listening to some of your back catalog. You've got a bunch of podcasts now out there. I don't know how many you've done. How many have you done on the Mayfly Project now?
That's a good question, Dave. I don't know that I've really kept track. Probably like, you know, six or seven. And then, so Caitlin, kind of my counterpart out of Idaho, she's done a couple too. So I'd say probably around 10 total between both of us.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's cool about that is it shows that you guys have something that's resonating, because I always try to look at my guests and, you know, occasionally listen to some old podcasts. I don't know if I've interviewed anybody that's been on TED Pod. I'm sure I have, but I mean, I think you guys are doing something good out there.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know there was like a, you know, like a status thing there. So yeah. we'll keep going after them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I'm not sure there is a status. But yeah, maybe you could, before we get into the Mayfly Project, I mean, we'll talk about all that. But just talk about how you first got into fly fishing.
Yeah. So, Dave, I've been fly fishing like my entire life, right? So I think the first picture I have of myself catching a fish on a fly rod, I think I was like 5 years old or so. And so You know, just grew up fly fishing and did it more, you know, just a few times a year. We weren't like really avid fly fishermen when I was younger. So we would go to this place in Missouri. So I'm from Arkansas, but we'd go up to Missouri and my dad kind of grew up fishing there and whatnot. And so we'd go up there and we would just catch a whole bunch of stalkers in like a state park. And so, you know, kind of grew up fishing Rolling River, Missouri, and you know, did that for a long time and then really kind of caught the bug after I got it in Alaska in college. So like really got into it then.
Oh, cool. And where in college in Alaska, where were you at a lodge?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was at a lodge. It's now like Angry Eagle Outfitters on Lake Iliamna. And so so went there for a summer and have visited back a couple times. It's Alaska's got a special place in my heart for sure.
Nice. Nice. And are you guys, I know you guys are spread with the Mayfly Project in like, I think I want to say 30 or 40 states now. Is Alaska one of those?
So Alaska is one that we are, we're trying to get off the ground and running for 2021. So we're really, really excited about it. So yeah, we're, I think it's out of Juneau is where the chapter that we're trying to work with and get started up there right now.
Oh, cool. Can you, yeah, maybe just talk, when you say get off the ground, maybe just, this will be a good way to describe what the Mayfly Project is. Talk about, you know, you got Alaska, what went into getting that off the ground and going? What, can you just describe the process? And as you go, just a little snippet on what the
Yeah. So, you know, so the Mayfly Project, you know, we're a nonprofit organization and we mentor foster children through fly fishing. So, you know, we basically take them out. We do 5 outings with them and then we outfit them with everything they need to fly fish on their own. So during those 5 outings, you know, we teach them casting, conservation, you know, fly tying, just everything to be an all around good fly fisherman. And then at the end, they get all the gear to do it on their own. So, you know, our hope is that, you know, they basically, you know, take any anxiety, stress, anything from, you know, being in foster care and put that towards something good like fly fishing. And, you know, when it comes to getting projects off the ground and running, that's a whole new ball game, right? So most of the time how it works is we'll have somebody reach out to us and be like, hey, do y'all have a project in this area? And, you know, we'll, you know, if we don't, you know, we'll start working with, you know, they obviously go through an extensive like application background checks, you know, all of these things, interviews. And if we decide that it's a good fit and they want to do it, we'll start building their mentor team. And so, you know, normally we like to have at least, I'll say, you know, 5 to 7 mentors to start off. Then once we have the mentor team built, we'll start looking for kids. So finding kids is typically the hardest part. When you want to take kids fly fishing, and especially kids that are in custody of the state, it's sometimes difficult to gain access. You know, now that we're kind of, we've started to get a little bit of, traction, you know, since we're in so many places and we can kind of, when we have, you know, 4 projects in Arkansas and somebody else wants to start another one, it's easier to get off the ground and running. But now that, like I said, to get it up and go, and it can kind of be a hassle.
Yeah. 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 So in Alaska right now, you said Juneau, kind of where is that project? How close is that thing to, I know you're launching, I think you're planning on launching 14 new, when you call them projects, is that 14 different, kids that you're going to get going?
Yeah, it's 14 different, you know, locations, could be in existing states, not necessarily new states, but 14 new locations. And you know, every project will pretty much mentor anywhere from 5 to 10 kids, you know, and yeah, so we've got the mentor team built in Alaska. And like I said, we're just looking for kids and hoping we can find some and get them going this summer for sure.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And it's interesting because it obviously this is a super important thing. I mean, you've got these kids that are, you know, I'm sure there's a wide range of things that have, you know, they've been impacted by. But, you know, as you get into this, I guess when you think about surprises, you know, what you know, I'm not sure how long you've started. This has been going, I think, about 5 years or so. But what's been the biggest surprise about doing this whole Mayfly Project?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Dave. Like, I think it is the biggest surprise. Like when we first started, I didn't think that anybody would really like this or care about it, you know, and actually Caitlin was the first person to reach out to me. So Caitlin is, you know, a co-founder of the Mayfly Project. She helped, you know, basically build it from the ground up. We started it and she came on probably 3 or 4 months after we'd started, and she really helped build everything. And she was one of the first people to reach out to me. And I'm like, oh, you think taking foster kids is cool too? And she's like, yeah, I've been doing it up here in Idaho. And I'm like, oh man, that's cool. And then like, it's really amazing to see the people who actually want to give back. So I feel like the fly fishing community itself is a very passionate and giving community. You know, it's not necessarily surprising. I guess I'm just surprised that everybody wants to help foster kids. I never realized that was going to be a thing, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Because that's a big, I mean, if you think about finding somebody, I guess that is one of the challenges, finding a family to foster or to watch, or what do you call it when they take a kid in or take a kid fishing?
When we take kids fishing, so, you know, it's like I said, it's basically a project, and there's a couple ways that we get kids with projects. So they'll either be, you know, with individual families, or we'll work with group homes, just kind of depending on the state. Like, every state's different, so sometimes that can be difficult as you're building a project. You know, when you go into a new state, you got to figure out how their system work. So, you know, Arkansas, we have group homes, and that's who we work with down here. And places like Nebraska doesn't have group homes, you know, so every state's different. So that's a challenge in and of itself, figuring out how the kids are housed in different states, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And I want to get into maybe some of the states a little bit, and also talk about the UK, because you guys are expanding out. But before we get there, before we get too far on this, I want everybody to know where they can go to help out. Like, what if somebody's listening right now, they don't know anything about it, or maybe they do and they want to help, where would you send them? Tell them to go.
Yeah. So they could just go visit like our website, which is just www.themayflyproject.com. Or, you know, obviously check us out on social media. We're all the time sharing pictures, stories, videos, all that good stuff. So on Instagram or Facebook, our handle is just The Mayfly Project.
Okay. And then if somebody was to, say somebody was to come into it, they go to your website and say, I mean, do they mainly, they sign up to take a kid out, or what can they do to help? You know, what specifically do they do?
So, you know, they can go to our website, and if they're interested in volunteering, you know, we have an online application that they can fill out, and we'll be in touch with them and, you know, try to connect them to a group that's close to them. Or, you know, obviously we accept, you know, in-kind donations, you know, old waders, flies, all that good stuff. We need that stuff, and, you know, monetary donations. So there's tons of ways to give back. And even if people don't necessarily fly fish, we always, you know, we actually have some projects that have people that are just helping us prepare food and stuff like that. So, you know, we kind of tell people you don't have to be a fishing guide to be able to take a foster kid fly fishing. There's a ton of ways to give back, even if you don't fly fish.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So gear, if somebody has some old, or not old, but good quality stuff that they want to maybe upgrade, you know, get, you know, there.
Oh, yeah.
or cash. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is pretty amazing. It's not just one thing you can do. There's a lot of different things. And then, also, so on your staff, I mean, it sounds like maybe it's just two of you now, or are there others involved in, you know, the actual, you know, thing you have going?
Oh yeah. 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 So we have myself and Caitlin. And we have actually my mother-in-law like pulls and packs all of the like online orders and shipments that go out to all of our projects. So my mother-in-law works for us. And then we have Corey Brago out of Vermont, who's helping with some social media and helping push our 25 on the fly tournament. And then we have Heather Sees out of Pennsylvania. So she kind of helps with like the back end software. So we have like all this donor management software and stuff like that. And so Heather kind of helps Caitlin and I navigate that, you know, with the technical stuff like we had before this podcast, trying to get my microphone hooked up. You know, I'm not very good at that. So yeah. we have Heather, who helps us with the donor management and stuff like that.
Awesome. And it sounds like you guys, obviously you have to have social media, but it sounds like, you know, the word of mouth is kind of how this thing is spread. Or do you guys do, you know, much else other than, does it kind of grow organically?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely grown organically. So, And honestly, Dave, like we've actually like intentionally slowed it a little bit, right? Like our goal is to only, you know, to do 5 new projects a year. So granted, this year we're doing, you know, 14, which is, you know, mainly because of the pandemic and all of this stuff. We've had group homes calling us wanting to like, hey, you guys have got to come get our kids, you know, so we, you know, our kids need to get out. You know, but normally we start 5 new projects a year. And so that's kind of, you know, how we'll grow. And like you said, it's organically. We've already got, you know, 2022 filled up with the projects that we think are going to go off in that year. So it's pretty amazing. You know, like I was saying earlier, the fly fishing community just shows up like crazy all the time. We put out a post, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, Caitlin put out a post that we need mentors in a few different projects. And it was just like, boom, 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 you know, applications come in. So it's amazing to watch the fly fishing community, you know, interact and volunteer with the Mayfly Project. It's actually amazing to watch. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So I get it. I mean, basically you've got more than enough. I mean, that's the struggle, is that you guys, and I think you on April's podcast, I think you guys talked about the fact that she was kind of hinting at, like, you know, how big is this thing going to get, right? Comparing it to, say, a Project Healing Waters. But I mean, I guess that's the thing, right? You could, if you had a huge staff, this thing could be a lot bigger. What's your take on that? Do you have, I mean, you're 35 now. If you look at the next 30 years, you know, where do you see this thing in, say, 10 or 20 years?
So, you know, obviously, Dave, like, we would love to, you know, being all 50 states and being several countries, we feel like is really important, right? So we have 425,000 kids that are in foster care in the United States. And man, these kids, like, they need love and they need fly fishing, right? Like, just like, you know, I use fly fishing to go out and to, you know, calm anxiety and all of that good stuff, deal with the, you know, my anxiousness. So our kids need this stuff too. And you know, kids in foster care are really cyclical, you know, so most likely if they're in foster care, their parents were in foster care or, you know, so it's a cyclical thing. And so, you know, in 30 years, man, I would love to see, you know, nobody knows who Jess is in 30 years, right? Yep. Like the Mayfly Project's just spread out across everywhere. And it's a amazing organization that serves our foster kids and, you know, is, you know, run by somebody besides Jess and Caitlin. That's always a good thing too, right? They always talk about founder syndrome and, you know, letting it go. So we try to be very intentional with that. You know, it was hard for me to, like, let's just say, giving up writing thank you letters to my mother-in-law, you know, like, is she going to do it right? You know, make sure you write tight lines before you sign off on it. You know, I mean, just stuff like that. So,
I know.
You know, like I said, I would love for it to be a, you know, just an organization that's, like a Project Healing Waters or like a Casting for Recovery. Just, man, it would be awesome to have, you know, regional people who help, our projects through everything. So like you were talking about earlier, Caitlin and I are only two people. But I think that's probably going to be one of our next steps, right, is to try to hire somebody to help manage all of our lead mentors. So there's, you know, 50 of them right now. So we do Zoom calls and do all of these things, but the more individual attention we can give to our mentors and to our lead mentors, we feel like the better our projects will be. So I think that's probably going to be one of our next moves is you know, having some staff to help us walk our lead mentors through any issues and finding kids and getting gear and all that good stuff.
That's cool. I got you on that. I mean, it kind of, I hear you on the, you know, it's not outsourcing, but finding help. I mean, I struggle with the same thing. And this podcast, you know, I still edit this thing, right? I mean, I could find somebody to do it, but it's such my baby, you know what I mean? I don't want to, I want, you know what I mean? Like right now, it's like, I could throw anything in the editing, like for you, I could call you out and say, okay, what's your favorite music? Or can you give me a song that comes to mind right now? Or anything, or music, or a band. I'm putting you on the spot, but
man,
what do you listen to? What type of music?
Well, it's really funny. So, like, I listen to everything, honestly, Dave. Like, everything from like Christian music to old school rap, right? Like, whatever. Like, I'm pretty diverse.
Yeah. What's old school rap? Give me some old school rap. Like, who the first?
I gotta think of something that's gonna make.
Yeah.
I got to think of something that's going to make Caitlin proud. Let me think.
It can't be too.
Maybe like Lil Wayne, you know?
Oh,
like back
Lil
in
Wayne.
Like 2003.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's still somewhat relevant, but he has some old stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe like the card when the original album came out. So that would be the.
Yeah.
And again, like I listen to Christian music, right? Like I'm super diverse when it comes to this.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It just kind of depends, you know?
So I could take now with the editing, right? I could just like grab a little Wayne. I think this is legal. I could do this and put in like a little 7-second clip and then edit that in, clean it up. You know what I mean? Clean up and then we're off. And now we're talking again. But
okay, everyone, I'm just going to take a little break here and cut in. And actually, I don't want to put little Wayne in here because copyright rules don't actually allow it. So, but what I'm going to do is put a little Wayne YouTube clip in the show notes. So if you go to the show notes, you can listen to the 2003 song I picked out, which is pretty funny. I think that's the great thing about Wayne, little Wayne, is that he's it's freaking hilarious. So I didn't know much about, actually, to be honest with you, much about him. So it was pretty interesting watching that movie video. So take a look and let's get back to it.
You know, yeah. I mean, I could find somebody.
Like, that's my intro.
Yeah, that's your intro. Okay, so if I could do it, I get it. I think you're still foggy on how much of the rights you have. But anyways, I'll put something in. And this is the classic thing, because if I had somebody doing this, I mean, obviously I could find somebody to do that, right? Somebody could, but it's just like, for me, I'm like, oh man, I can do it so well and so easy. You know what I mean? That's my struggle, but I need to get to that point. So when you learn how to figure, when you figure it out, let me know, because I want to hopefully be at your place too.
Yeah. No, I definitely will. It's, you know, we've hired, it's funny. We've hired some, we've hired a company called Pure Charity, and they help us like manage our back end, like donor software, you know, it, like along with Heather. So it's funny, like they helped us build our new website and do all of these things. And they also help, you know, it's like board development and stuff like that. Right. So, so we have a great board, you know, but obviously like, you know, trying to build the board where it's really, really good, really, really diverse and functioning across the entire US is really important, you know? So that's a constant thing that we're working through. And this company, Pure Charity, like I said, they kind of help, we call them baby nonprofits, right? Grow into bigger nonprofits. So we're really excited. We've been working with them for a little over a year. And so we're excited to kind of have that mentorship there. You know what I mean? Like, we're not navigating this alone, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but I'll definitely pass you some tips.
Sure. Good. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, a couple of things I want to touch on before, you know, we've got a few other things. One thing is the project, the new 25 on the fly. Can you describe what that's all about?
Yeah. So the 25 on the fly is going to be a really, really fun like fundraiser for us. So in the past, we've done a 2-fly event at Rose River Farm in Virginia, and that's been amazing. And you know, obviously with COVID and whatnot, we started trying to think outside the box, like how could we do this? And we found 25 on the fly, which is it's basically a couple guys out of Anglers All Fly Shop in Colorado, and they've basically made this platform, right, where it's like you know, you can host a fishing tournament like online. So you try to catch 25 species of fish within a 48-hour period, right? So like you have a whole weekend to try to catch as many of these 25 species as you can. So there's different points, you know, versus, you know, depending on what kind of fish it is. So like a brim isn't the same as like a muskie, right? Like, and so, you know, we're excited. We've teamed up with these guys to kind of do our first, you know, 25 on the fly, and we're going to try to make it a nationwide, fishing tournament. So we're hoping to get 100 teams, and we've got some really, really cool prizes, from Diablo Paddle Sports, from Traeger Grills, you know, All Waters Coffee's doing a bunch of stuff for us. We've got a ton of cool prizes that we're fixing to announce here in the next few weeks. But that fishing tournament is the end of May. So I think it's like the 23rd and 24th. Don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that's completely wrong.
Sure.
Okay. It's towards the end of May.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'll put a link to the show notes, for that date, the exact date, to make sure we get that right. Okay.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So that's one thing. And then what about, and we could dig more into that as we go. I had a couple of questions on that as well, but, and then talk about the UK. So you're expanding out across the, you know, the world. I mean, this is pretty interesting, right? Some challenges. So what has been the biggest challenge with, getting out there?
Yeah. So, obviously when we were approached, by Miss Susan, who is in the UK. So she used to live in the US. She grew up in the US and moved to the UK, like, I think 18 or 20 years ago. And we were approached, you know, we were like, okay, we're not really sure what that entails. And I was kind of thinking, I was like, it's not really going to be that big of a deal. And then, of course, right, like I was telling you about Pure Charity earlier. So we went to Pure Charity and we're like, hey, guys, like, you know, we're thinking about doing this. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is like this isn't just, you know, start another Mayfly project, like you're going from another state. I was like, really? And they were like, yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, it's everything from setting up a whole complete other entity, right, to, you know, to, you know, intellectual property contracts, to all of this stuff, right? Trying to set up this new project. And we're really excited. So Miss Susan Skrupa, so I call her Supa Skrupa because she's awesome. So she's taking the charge on this. I think we have probably like 10 or 12 mentors, and we're looking for kids right now over there. And like I said, we're finalizing all of our contracts, and she's setting up the entity and stuff over in the UK. And so we're really, really excited. So it's going to be a whole other entity. You know, they're going to accept donations and, you know, in, I was trying to think of their currency. Pounds, you know, you know, and they'll send out their own donor letters, and, you know, they're going to have their own board over there and everything. So it's really, really exciting. You know, that's one step, to letting go of founder syndrome, right? Like, you know, Miss Susan's going to be taking this thing. And you know, obviously they're going to follow the same, you know, same five outing structure, all of that good stuff. You know, we're talking about like editing the curriculums specifically for them. And so, yeah, it's really, really exciting. It hasn't been an easy feat, right? It's been months and months and months of talking and planning and how do we do this? And, like I said, talking to Pure Charity and how do we set up their website to somewhat look like ours, you know, so we create consistency and you know, brand cohesion and all that good stuff. So it's been really, really super fun to watch. So I think it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, we had a Zoom with all of the mentors. And so that was a really cool experience for both Caitlin and I to kind of see, like when you see people talking about how, you know, they want to help with the Mayfly project and all of this awesome stuff, and they're talking like with different accents, like, and they're all the way across the world. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a, you know, not to get teary eyed because I'm not, right.
Yeah.
But like that's something that'll do it for you for sure. So it's been wild, trying to make this happen. But the cool thing is like, just like our projects, right. You know, creating the consistency of, you know, duplicating a project, we're going to try to do the same thing, right? So, you know, the contracts and all of that good stuff that we've written up, you know, when we have a lead mentor for Canada, we hope that it won't be near as hard to do, you know, another international project because we've already done it once, and we'll hopefully be able to duplicate the paperwork and do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it seems like if you want to connect to more people, yeah, setting up Miss Susan, you know, and people like that around and let it grow, right? Maybe it can grow and take on its own thing. But it does seem like a challenge, right? Because you talked about doing five projects a year, I guess, you know, which is, you know, 150 in 30 years. But I mean, you know, do you see it expanding, going faster? Because it just seems like you could probably do those 150 just in the US without hitting UK or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's a good question, Dave. I haven't really thought about that necessarily, you know, like it definitely could go a lot faster.
Yeah.
You know, our main thing is we really want to build, you know, consistent, strong, well-informed projects, right? Like, you know, it's not
too fast.
So Caitlin and I both have, you know, we've never really felt pressure to grow. You know what I mean? Like, we've never been like, oh, we got to get, you know, like, it's just organically happened. Like, we've been super blessed with that, you know? And so like I said, that's a really good question. Like I said, we just really want to make sure we you know, build consistent, sustainable, stable projects. Like, that's our main goal, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's totally, we tell our lead mentors, they'll be worried about, you know, how many kids and all this stuff. And we're like, hey, man, like, you know, if you do three kids and it's a huge success and your mentors have a good time and the kids learn and the kids get gear and the kids continue to fly fish, like, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's not just three kids, right? Like, those are 15 outings that our kids and our mentors went on. And it's just so,
yeah, it's huge.
It's so much more than that. You know what I mean, Dave? Like, especially when you talk about the cyclical nature of foster care and, you know, how that cycle continues. You know, like I said, if you really, really affect those three kids' lives, like, that's a big deal. So, you know, yep. We'll tell lead mentors, like, we're all about quality, not quantity, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I mean, you're basically kind of breaking that cycle. You know, if you can get them out, I mean, the ramifications of just one kid, not only on their life, which is obviously the most important thing, but, you know, all the things down the line, right? I mean, they're kids, and then, yep, and then the kids that know, and people that know them. And then, I mean, you can't even, it's almost like it'd be hard to measure the impact from just one kid, just the impact of what you guys are doing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems, is that how you feel about it too? It's kind of hard to like, you can't quantify it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's hard. You know, we've talked to several companies. We're working with one of our mentors out of Washington now, and they do some like kind of analytics on some stuff like this, because, you know, Caitlin and I aren't smart enough to figure it out. There's definitely a you know, an impact that's hard to quantify. You know what I mean? But it's definitely there. You know, just figuring out how to properly go about the analytics and, you know, exactly what is the impact of this is a whole different ballgame. And like I said, we're leaning for other people to try to help us generate those numbers. Because even though I'm an accountant, it's more like dollar bills, adding dollar bills, not, you know. That's a little too complicated for me.
No, I hear you. Yeah. And I don't want to get into an analytics discussion here, but I mean, the analytics thing is, I know a little bit about that. And the challenge is, even from my perspective, is that people don't know this, but some people do, right? Facebook and stuff and all the tracking. But I mean, some of it's crazy. Yeah. Some of it's like very extreme, and it's almost like seems kind of illegal. Like, they shouldn't be knowing that much stuff. So, you know, I try to avoid, you know what I mean? Try to avoid that. So like our listeners here, you know, I try to avoid tracking, you know what I mean, the personal data and all that stuff, which you can do. You can track everything down to a very minuscule thing. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, basically, there's no question the impact from your project is huge. So
that's one thing too, Dave. Like, you know, our kids in foster care moved around so much. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, there's a reason why, you know, those five projects we want to happen within a 6-month window. And, you know, there's a start and a stop because those kids are moved so much. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and that's the deal. Like, you know, giving those kids that gear, you know, wherever the foster care system takes them, you know, they'll always hopefully have their fly rod. So, you know, they may not use it right now. Right. Or they may, but, you know, in 5 years they may pick it up again. But man, you know what, that time that, you know, I was mentored by, you know, this person that really, you know, had an impact on me. And like I said, you can see it in the kids' faces. Just the, you know, when our mentors consistently show up, like, they, our kids need that, you know, especially if they're, you know, in group homes and they've been moved around. They, you know, they, the adults that they've been around in their entire lives have not been consistent, right? Like, or consistently bad, know what I mean? So, just to get out and fish, and we're not their counselors. We're not any of these things. Like, we're there to have fun and fish. That's it. You know what I mean? So, all good stuff when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's cool. It's interesting. When I was just thinking a thought on the track, you know, I don't want to belabor the tracking point, but this is, you know, I'm not sure the projects that have done this, but you could look, right? You could look out 30 years, like these kids, you know, these kids, and somehow you could come back and say 20 or 30 years and see, you know, how they're doing. Right. See if they're still fly fishing. I think there's been some educational stuff like, like some other similar programs where they've looked back, they've did these long-term studies. Like, by the time we're old age, you could look back at these kids and then you could see that direct impact. That'd be interesting. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had some, you know, we have some kids that are eating up with it. You know what I mean? Like, we hear stories all the time of, you know, mentors running across kids on the river or whatever,
Nice.
It's pretty wild. Like, just to, like I said, we've actually, we've got some kids, here in Arkansas that are, I mean, just straight eating up with it. And so we're actually thinking about seeing if they want to do the 25 on the fly, right? Like, yeah. They've been adopted now. So we mentored them for 3 years and they got adopted. We're seeing if Cody wants to possibly do the 25 on the fly, get his adoptive mom to drive him around all over the state. Right. Like, you know, it sounds fun as a parent, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, it's wild. And like I said, I hope in 30 years, we have some kids that come back and talk to us about that. That'd be pretty special.
That'd be cool. So this 25, again, back to the 25 on the fly here. So, I mean, do you know how many, what do you expect the record will be? I mean, will somebody get all 20? It seems like a pretty high task in 48 hours.
Yeah. No, I don't think necessarily they'll get all 25. So in Colorado, where this tournament originated, you know, they have like the 25 game fish species of Colorado.
Oh, right.
So as we've tried to expand it nationwide, right? Like we have a lot of, you know, we have trout and all that good stuff. We also have bass. So we tried to make it where anywhere in the nation, like you could have a shot at this thing. You know what I mean? There's going to be some things like, I know that there's a tiger muskie on there, right? And there's no way that anybody from Arkansas, unless they drive to, I guess, maybe like Tennessee or somewhere, is going to have a chance at getting a tiger muskie. I don't think you could necessarily get all 25. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think the race is going to be really close, especially with just the warm water species and the cold water species that we have. Like, I think it's going to be super fun to watch it.
Yeah, that will be cool. And so, yeah, this is exciting. We'll be, May isn't that far away. I think, in fact, that just shows you the power of the social media. I think that thing you had, you know, your little logo for the 25 thing. I think that's where I called you because I obviously heard about you, but I think I saw that on social. I was like, hey, I've been wanting to connect with Jess and the crew. You know what I mean? So I think that stuff works, obviously.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, before we get out of here, I want to touch because, you know, today I could have talked and I know Caitlin, she's been on other podcasts. I could have just as easy talked to her.
Yeah.
And, and you're here, which has been great. I'm just curious, you know, for Caitlin, you know, I can't go into her whole background, but maybe just talk about what she's taught you and just give us a little background on her.
Yeah. So when Caitlin came on board, like I said, we were really new, right? Like we had zero plan. I kind of mentioned earlier, so my background's in accounting. My wife is an attorney. And when Caitlin came on, it was a whole different level of what we needed, right? Like that we didn't really know that we needed. So, Caitlin has a background in like mental health and she's worked with foster kids in group home settings, right? Which I never had. You know, I mean, I knew I had a heart for foster kids and this is why we're doing it, but I had no earthly idea. Just the I tease Caitlin all the time, right? Because like she's very well organized and she has like 36 manuals, right, for everything. So it's funny because she'll start talking about like manuals for whatever. And I'm going to say, we have project manuals. You know what I mean? This is how the project's supposed to run. Like every, outing is broken down by each outing. We have a button system, much like Boy Scouts, you know, like how Boy Scouts can earn patches. We have a button system, where our kids can earn 9 buttons and tells what buttons they can earn. These are the safety rules, you know, all of these things. I had no earthly idea anything about that. So when Caitlin starts talking about manuals, like I roll my eyes, right? when I start talking about financials, right? And, donors and budgets and all this stuff, she rolls her eyes, right? Like, so she writes the grants, you know, and then I do the numbers for them. You know what I mean? So it's a really, really, both of our spouses actually like laugh and talk about how similar we are. So, it's really funny, like, just Caitlin and myself, like we've both torn like our left ACL twice. We both have 3 kids. We both guided on Lake Iliamna in Alaska. We both played like college sports, you know, all these things, like we're so similar. It's really funny, even down to like the way that I'll, so let's just say like Valentine's Day is coming up. I don't know if I should say that.
No,
because I don't know when
fine.
This podcast is airing, but
that's all right.
Valentine's Day is coming up, right? So like my love language to my wife. Like I'll write her like a goofy poem, you know, and Caitlin sent me like a goofy poem, like a year after we've been doing this. I'm like, you write poems to like, you know, she's like, yeah, I love to do that. I'm like, oh my goodness, me too. So,
wow.
So Caitlin's really, really taught me a lot. And you know, and like I said, she has been amazing at helping, you know, developing the Mayfly Project. And like I said, we both have our strengths and weaknesses, and like I said, what I'm good at, Kate could care less about, and vice versa. So, you know, even just from, you know, like work ethic, you know what I mean? Like we both, you know, try to work really, really hard and try to be very, very respectful of each other. You know what I mean? And it's pretty awesome to have somebody, you know, like a counterpart on your team that, you know, cares about it just as much as you do, you know what I mean? So it's kind of fun to be able to, you know, no joke, like, you know, letting go of that founder syndrome early, right? Like,
yep.
You know, cause you know, Kate's doing stuff that I'm just trusting that she's doing it right and killing it. And she is, you know what I mean? She's doing the same for me, right? Like, so it's a pretty special, relationship. And like I said, I don't know if there's anybody else that I could work with, you know, or that we could work together 3,000 miles apart, and you know, we're best friends too. So it's awesome.
That is cool. Wow. Yeah. It sounds like you found definitely like the perfect person to be working with there. I'm curious on the name. So just quickly on, you know, the Mayfly, how'd that name come to be?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dave. So I wish I had like a really, really great story about this. So, but I don't. Okay. So, but I'm going to tell it to you anyways.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, as we were trying to get our 501c3, we were trying to come up with a name, and man, I kept wanting to call it just Mayfly. And I was trying to think of different acronyms. Right. And I was like, mentoring at risk youth through fly fishing love. And I couldn't come up with a why, right? Like couldn't come up with a why. And so, we were on our way to Thanksgiving, and my wife like looked at me and she was like, what about the Mayfly Project? And I was like, yep, I love it. That's
yep,
it. That's what we're doing. So there's not any real good story about it. It was just on the way to Thanksgiving. And Laura was like, what about the Mayfly Project? I was like, yeah, it sounds great. So let's do it.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, and honestly, like, I think our biggest thing is like, you know, Andrea Larco designed our logo. Man, like our logo, I didn't realize it at the time, but it is so, I guess, catchy, you know?
Yeah.
And so people, you know, it's so colorful. You know, it's crazy expensive to print on t-shirts, right? Because it's got like 9 colors, even though Andrea warned me about that. But, you know, and oddly enough, like that's what Caitlin saw to reach out to us. You know, she saw it on Andrea when she posted it and was like, what is this? So, you know, too, you know, I think our logo has really helped us stand out, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. No, it's interesting. The logo and the naming. I think, yeah, with the name, it seems like when the good names are the ones that actually just like you said, they just come to you and they're like, boom, that's it. No question. It's easy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is a very small thing, but I'm just curious about it. The, you know, the .com versus the .org. Why did you go with the .com, and what's the difference? Does that even matter at all?
Yeah. That's a funny question. So, you know, we were setting that up. Every time, like and maybe it's just being in the business world, right? Like, I just thought like that most people would automatically go like .com. I don't know why I thought that. You know, I thought it would just be easier than .org. You know, like if I'm going to mess up an email address, it's because I didn't do the .org, and so I just thought it would be easier, you know, like overall. And again, there's no real like statistics about that.
No, and I think especially these days. Yeah, these days it's the interesting thing is that I think .com used to be important, you know what I mean? Because like I think .com, you know, everybody just thinks .com, but now there's, you know, .co and .biz. I mean, there's dot everything.
Yeah.
And you know, you type in, obviously you get big enough and it's like you type in the Mayfly and you guys come up no matter what the dot is, right?
Yeah. No, like I said, it's I don't know why we did that. It was just like, we just thought like, oh, this will just be, you know, nobody will really notice or care, you know? And so it's, you know, I wish I had some statistics to back it up, but I definitely don't.
Right. No, these are good. Well, hey, anything before we get out of here that we missed here? I know we kind of touched on a few different things, but have we covered the essence of the Mayfly project?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like I said, you know, the one thing that I continue to say, or that we continue to say is, you know, like I said, the fly fishing community, man, is just like amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really, you know, we tell people like, you know, we kind of feel like we've taken the most vulnerable population in the U.S., which is, you know, kids without families, you know, and connected them with like the most passionate group of people in the U.S., which is fly fishermen. So, man, it's awesome. And like I said, we're excited for 2021, man, ready to, you know, get geared up. Obviously we're going to follow, you know, follow all state regulations and all that good stuff. But
that's,
man, we're excited to get some kids out, and I know they're ready to get out too.
That's right. How are we looking? I mean, I know that as far as, you know, everybody, obviously we're still in COVID, or hopefully coming out of it here. Do you guys foresee potential, you know, issues with COVID still this year? Or are you guys kind of planning like a normal, well, you said you're planning 14 things. So it should be, you're hoping things roll ahead, right?
Yeah, so we're planning, you know, we hope, right, Dave, sometime that we'll be able to get out sometime this year, right? Like, it may not kick off as early as we we want to, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're hoping at least sometime this year we will be able to do something, you know? So, especially with, you know, all the vaccinations rolling out and all that good stuff, we're hoping, you know, and then obviously, like, our first priority is, you know, keeping our mentors and our kids safe. So, we don't want to do anything that's, you know, that's not responsible, but, you know, we're moving forward as if, you know, we're going to be doing it. Like I said, and we just all know that, you know, maybe it'll just be pushed back a little bit, you know? So, you know, if we have to cut it from 5 projects down to 3, because we had to start later, that's okay. You know, the most important thing is just getting those kiddos out.
Exactly. Cool. Well, I think we hit on, you know, the May coming up here. You got the big, you know, that big project you have going. Anything else you want to give a heads up on in the next 6 months or so, you know, with the project?
I don't really think so. Like I said, 25 on the fly, that's going to be a big thing for us. It's our first year. So, you know, we're really excited. Hope that people turn out. It's going to be super fun. And like I said, we're going to have some awesome prizes. But yeah, I can't think of anything else really that you know, that we have going, or big releases, or, you know, any special news necessarily.
Perfect.
But yeah, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be fun. You know, like I said, we have a link to register for the 25 on the fly, on our website. It's on our main landing page. So you can just kind of scroll down and, sign up there. And like I said, you can do it from anywhere in the U.S. So yeah, just trying to gather teams and going to have a good time in May for sure.
All right. Well, I'll help get the word out on that. And yeah, Jess, just want to thank you for coming by and sharing, you know, the stories here. This is obviously a super important thing. And yeah, just appreciate you for having the passion. It's amazing to hear what you have going. And we'll keep in touch with you down the line.
Awesome. That sounds great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. And yeah, we'll talk soon.
So there you go. If you want to find all the show notes and all the links we covered, just go to wetflyswing.com/194. If you get a chance, you can check out the members group that we have going. And this is a chance where you can, for about the price of a cup of coffee, join the group, support the podcast, and check out some additional things we have going over there. That's wetflyswing.com/members. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this one with Jess. I had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you on the next podcast. And I'm definitely looking forward to catching you on the next podcast, and maybe see you on the river or online.
Thanks for listening to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show. For notes and links from this episode, visit wetflyswing.com.